Hello, greetings, and welcome to another episode of MC Campground Chronicles, brought to you by Modern Campground. I'm your host and your personal storyteller, weaving tales from the heartlands of our country's most unique campgrounds. Today, we'll be journeying into the thick pine forests of Idaho, where the air is so crisp you can almost taste it, and the blanket of stars that unveil every night is simply breathtaking. Our story today unfolds in Echolalia Pines, a one-of-a-kind campground nestled deep within the backcountry trails of Idaho's most scenic landscape. Now, Echolalia Pines is not just any campground. It's a world teeming with nature's splendor and a haven for those seeking an authentic, earthy retreat. The mastermind behind this mesmerizing place is none other than Cordelia Henningsen, a woman with an unquenchable spirit and an unwavering love for the wilderness. Cordelia, or Delia as she prefers to be called, is the kind of woman who can talk to you about the stars while planting a seedling. And with her captivating charm and timeless wisdom, she has turned Echolalia Pines into an extraordinary campground. Today, we will dive into a story filled with determination, creativity, and a profound love for nature. We'll unearth the challenge that Cordelia faced in her unique campground and how she transformed this obstacle into an opportunity that cultivated connection, creativity, and a deep appreciation for our planet's intricate ecosystems. So, sit back, cozy up, and let's embark on our adventure into the heart of Echolalia Pines, where Cordelia is ready to share her tale.
When I first bought Echolalia Pines, it was everything I'd ever dreamed of. Acres of scenic land, shimmering creeks, and towering pines that whispered secrets to the wind. It was perfect. But as the seasons passed, I noticed that visitors, while they loved the natural beauty, were missing a tangible connection. They admired nature, but they weren't interacting with it. It was as if there was an invisible, albeit respectful, distance between them and the wilderness around them. I asked myself, how can I bridge this gap? How can I make people not just see, but feel and understand the magic of the natural world? It was a pressing issue, and I considered various solutions. One idea was to create guided nature walks, but it felt a bit too passive. Another suggestion was to organize open-air painting classes, which, while creative, seemed to lack the hands-on interaction I was aiming for. But then it hit me. What better way to connect people with nature than by helping them create a little piece of it themselves? A DIY terrarium class. Terrariums, miniature enclosed gardens, could provide our visitors with a way to engage with nature on an intimate level, and the best part, they could take it home with them, a little piece of Echolalia Pines remaining long after their trip. With my heart set on this idea, I began the process of implementation. First things first, I needed to find a terrarium expert. I searched far and wide until I met Marianne, a botanist with a passion for tiny ecosystems. She was thrilled at the prospect and joined our team immediately. Finding the right materials was our next hurdle. We needed glass containers, soil, gravel, activated charcoal, and of course, an assortment of suitable plants. There were stumbling blocks along the way, like sourcing quality supplies while staying within budget, and the unpredictable weather that made scheduling classes a challenge. But as they say, where there is a will, there's a way. And with every roadblock, we found a detour. Once we started our DIY terrarium classes, the impact was immediate and significant. Our visitors loved the hands-on experience, and the joy of creating something so beautiful yet so miniature was palpable in every class. Parents were thrilled to see their children marveling at the tiny plants, carefully placing them into the soil, their faces glowing with fascination. It wasn't just a fun activity. It was an interactive learning experience. Our guests left not only with their own miniature ecosystems, but also with a newfound appreciation for nature and its intricacies. The best practices learned along the way were many. Patience, for one. Nothing good comes easy, and this was a perfect example. We also learned that connection comes from interaction. You can admire nature from afar, but it's only when you get your hands dirty that you truly connect. And lastly, we learned that sometimes the smallest things can make the biggest difference. Who would have thought that a tiny enclosed garden could have such a profound impact on our guests and our campground? Yet, here we are.
As we draw this episode to a close, I hope you've been able to cultivate a deeper appreciation for the power of connection and hands-on interaction. As so beautifully demonstrated by Cordelia and her DIY terrarium classes at Echolalia Pines. Cordelia started with a simple mission, to bridge the gap between her guests and the great outdoors. But what she managed to create was much more than just a fun, interactive class. It was a miniature model of our ecosystem, a tangible piece of nature that will continue to thrive in the homes of her guests, reminding them of the magic they experienced in Idaho's backcountry. Cordelia's story is a testament to the power of creativity and determination. Her challenge was significant, but she rose to meet it in a way that not only addressed the issue, but also enriched her campground and provided her guests with an unforgettable experience. The lessons here are valuable, not just to other campground owners, but to anyone facing a challenge that requires an out-of-the-box solution. It's a reminder that sometimes the smallest things can have the biggest impact, and that connection often comes through interaction. So, dear listeners, as you tread your own paths, may you carry with you the spirit of Cordelia, her tenacity, her creativity, and her profound love for nature that led to the creation of these beautiful miniature ecosystems. And remember to keep an eye out for those small things, those terrarium moments that can make a world of difference in your own life. Thank you for joining us on this journey into Echolalia Pines. I hope you were as inspired by Cordelia's story as I was. I encourage you to subscribe so you won't miss our next adventure into the heartlands of the nation's most unique campgrounds. Until then, this is your host, signing off from MC Campground Chronicles, presented by Modern Campground. Stay curious, stay adventurous, and as always, happy camping.